All right, having hashtag clouds is a winning strategy in saving you time, cutting the amount of effort that it takes to produce a piece of content. Let's talk about that. Hey folks, Todd.live. This is my show, Grammar School. Thank you for listening. Yesterday was the apology episode, of course. Today we are going to talk about hashtag clouds are a winning strategy. The reason why I'm talking about this, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know, we've talked about this before. When you create a piece of content, it takes time, right? You've got to get your pictures done. You've got to type out a description. You've got to type out hashtags. And Instagram is a big, giant time suck in every regard. And hashtags are one of them. Having to type out hashtags on your phone, your whatever mobile device you're using. And my mom has been recently using Instagram. She's doing some network marketing, and she does... She helps people with their diet, with their lifestyle choices when it comes to food. And she's had a ton of questions for me about hashtags and how to use them and what they're for and the different kinds of hashtags that there are. And one of them, too, is just typing them all out. And I told her, I said, look, you can create hashtag clouds. Go into your phone, go into your notepad and type out. I mean, if you want to use 15 hashtags, 20 hashtags, 30 hashtags, whatever you want to use, maximum 30, of course. And type them out and have several hashtag clouds in your notepad that you can copy and paste so that you're not typing out hashtags every single time you put up a piece of content. Oh my God, it's such a pain in the butt to have to type out hashtags on a mobile device. And then you start typing them out and you realize you misspelled one wrong and you got to go back and fix it. And it's tricky to go back and fix it. It's a real pain in the butt. So the hashtag clouds using Notepad, and I'm sure Android has a similar app that allows you to, it's like a Word document, right, in your phone, and you can type out your hashtag clouds and you can copy and paste them. And I recommend having 5 or 7 of these clouds that are general purpose clouds. And what I like to do is I like to have maybe 25 hashtags in my cloud. I like to max out at 30 hashtags. I'm among one of the few people out there who does a lot of Instagram, who promotes Instagram and teaches Instagram, that likes to use 30 hashtags. But the reason why I like to have 25 or so is that I have a few empty so that I can use some hashtags that are specific to what's going on. That, you know, the hashtag clouds are going to be your general all-purpose generic hashtag groupings. But let's say that one day I'm in New York City, I can use hashtag New York City, hashtag NYC, hashtag, you know, I can use a few that I don't ordinarily use because I'm not ordinarily in New York City without having it be a big pain in the butt. And there's almost always a way that I can use some unique hashtags specific to a time or a place or an event that can use up the last 4 or 5 hashtags if I have my hashtag cloud be 25 hashtags. So hashtag clouds, it's a winning strategy to save you time, a winning strategy to save you energy, a winning strategy to... you don't want to spend a lot of time on Instagram if you can help it. I don't want to turn this episode into something else, but Instagram's a major time suck. You've got a lot more important things to do than posting on Instagram. Or it's not that you don't have a lot more important things to do than posting on Instagram. It's that you have a lot more important things to do than posting on Instagram and it taking an hour to do it. Who wants to spend an hour posting to Instagram?